So we're learning Mitzvah of Ravadi Yosef, we're in Shavuot Shavuot Yechavedat Chelek Dalet, tonight Siman Tedvav, a question that is not relevant to anybody in this room, but if after a lady gives birth, does she have to say Birkat HaGomel, or can her husband say it on her behalf? How exactly does that work? So that's the question. Hopefully no one here has the issue that they're giving birth. If you do, that's a separate question, but for a lady who's giving birth, can somebody say it on her behalf? Yeah. Now the Gemara points out, the Gemara in the Brachot Nundalad writes, Birkat HaGomel, Salich Le'omra B'Sneh Aftarah. You have to say it in front of 10 people. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Yodul Hashem Chasdo, V'nif Lo'otav L'Vnei Adam, V'yiromemu B'Kal Am. That's what we learn in the Pasuk. It's the Mizmor for Pesach. Yodul Hashem Chasdo, you have to give thanks. V'yiromemu B'Kal Am. What's considered a Kahal? 10. But the end of that Pasuk is, Uv Moshav Zkenim Yihalalu. Right? Yiromemu B'Kalam. You need to be in a Kahal. Uv Moshav Zkenim Yihalalu. So the Gemara says, and 2 of those 10 need to be Talmidei Chachamim. Okay? So the Tosfot says, so that's why we do it when the Sefer Torah is out. So whenever the Sefer Torah is out, you have 10. When you read the Torah, you must have 10. But it's not a din in Sefer Torah. It's a din in having a minyan. But it's convenient because that's when the Sefer Torah is there. Rav Aaron Alevi, the Pekudat Ovim, says, no. We do it by the Sefer Torah. Why? Because we get very concerned who counts as a Talmid Chacham, who doesn't. It has relevance to other areas in halacha. Who counts as Talmid Chacham? Generally, for many things, we say, En din Talmid Chacham bizman hazeh. So what are you going to do? You're not going to say Birkat HaGomel? No, that's what we do by the Torah. The Torah sort of substitutes as the present Talmid Chacham. But we do it by Kriyat HaTorah for that reason. So, Rav Yaakov Chagiz in the Halachot Tanot says, and that's why women don't do it. That's why women don't do it, because we don't give them an aliyah. So they can't do it by a Sefer Torah. Therefore, the practice is, women don't do it. It's not kavod, Sefer Torah. Knesset HaGdolah says, what? No. The whole idea was to do it with a minyan. We said it's convenient to do by the Sefer Torah. Either there's a minyan that qualifies as Talmid Chachamim. Whenever you undergo something that requires Birkat HaGomel, it would have required you to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you making up stuff? Man has to, a woman has to, and if a woman gets into a car accident and makes it, she's also not chayavet. It's a forget birth. Forget having a baby. But never, according to this idea of the Pekudat HaLachot Tanot, a woman would never say, because she doesn't get an aliyah, because the Gdolah says why. You never find something like that. The Gemara never differentiates. And he says, they don't have to stand next to the Sefer Torah. They can come and stand the women's section. Well, you have to stand next to the Sefer Torah. The whole idea was there should be 10 men, and there should be 2 Talmidei Chachamim with the Sefer Torah present. So do it from the women's section. It's not a problem. No, it's not about, no. Mitzvah says Zman Grama means you must do this on this day. Here it's not this day, Tedvav Kislev. No, it's you must do this whenever you have a problem. It's not Zman Grama, it's specific for you. Anything that's specific for you, it's not a calendar day. Anything that's not on the calendar, when are you supposed to go mail? I can't tell you on the calendar, whenever you have an issue. So Torah Chaim writes, yeah. So he says, you're right, so what would happen? The woman has to do it. But he writes a strange thing to Sefer Torah Chaim. He says, so what would happen? The lady would come to Beit Knesset. The husband would get an aliyah. You're not going to give her an aliyah. And he would get up and say, Baruch Hu Et Hashem HaMevorach. And that would count. Why? Baruch Hu Et Hashem HaMevorach. You're blessing God. He should have in mind it should count for the Hoda'ah. And she should have in mind it counts for the Hoda'ah. And that's all good. That's all fine and dandy. Because you're allowed to one person say it on behalf of another. So Rav Adi Yosef takes this apart. He says, first of all, who says, let's say it's not a woman. A man. Can I say Birkat HaGomel on behalf of another man? I'll make the bracha and have it in mind. The Beit Yosef says, no. The Gemara talks about a Talmid can do it for his Rebbe. But that's it. You can't make a bracha Birkat HaGomel for somebody else. It happened to that person. They need to say it. And so the husband cannot say it for the wife. Yeah, Isto Kegufo, they're the same. But it's not. She underwent labor and delivery. You ask any lady who had a baby, for the men, nothing really changes from day one till the house. Nothing changes. We don't experience anything. It's the woman who undergoes all of these things. And therefore, you can't say it for her. Sefer Nismat Chaim, who says, maybe, okay, but maybe a husband for a wife. Rabbi says, no. The Shulchan Aruch writes, one person cannot say Birkat HaGomel for another. Therefore, a husband can also not say it, cannot say it for his wife. Because it's the same. There's no difference, one person for another. He says, what if you want to do that minhag that Torah Chaim has? Also, that when the husband gets the aliyah, he has in mind, Baruchot Hashem Amvorach. He says, what did you lose? You don't lose anything. Baruchot Hashem Amvorach, you have to say anywhere when you get an aliyah. It's not considered a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala because there's no melech, Baruchot Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam. Any bracha without saying malchut, you're right, it says Hashem, but there's no malchut, melech haolam. Mivorach is not melech haolam. Therefore, that's not a bracha levatala. You want to do that? No problem. You can do that. That's fine. Rav Avadi writes, every woman should come and save your katagol male after she has a baby. It doesn't have to be by the Sefer Torah. That's not a din. That's a nice thing, if she can. But if you have a boy and you're doing a Brit Yitzchak at home, and there are 10 men at the Brit Yitzchak, you can do it there. You can do it at the Brit Milah. You can do it whenever you have 10 people around. You can do it. But you can do it at night also, no problem. Because, again, it's not a din in Sefer Torah. It's just convenience. While the Sefer Torah is there, we do it. He also points out in the footnote, and don't tell me that because after a lady has a baby, she's tmeya. She's tmeya nida. She's tmeya nida after she has a baby. So, oh, that's why they don't do it. He says, no. He writes elsewhere in a different chalet that, no, a woman who's nida can make all the brachot, can say all the tefillot. There's no difference whatsoever. So there's no issue whatsoever. She can say the bracha, and therefore she must say the bracha, and her husband cannot say it on her behalf.